This is Tri-States Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Emily Boyer. A proposal to build a crude oil pipeline through the Midwest is now in the hands of state regulators in Iowa and Illinois. This week, we've taken a closer look at the project and some of the questions surrounding it. We wrap up our coverage this morning by exploring how the pipeline will cross the mighty Mississippi. Dakota Access plans to use a technique called horizontal drilling. This will allow it to run the pipeline about 6 feet beneath the river's bottom. The pipeline would cross the river 5 miles north of Keokuk's water plant. The city pulls about 12 million gallons from the Mississippi daily. Water plant general manager Bill Cole says if the pipeline develops a leak, Keokuk Municipal Water Works could be forced to shut down the plant.
Typically, an oil like this would float, and there is no treatment process to get it to settle, and there's no way to take it out. So probably rather than to allow it to get into the plant, if it was coming towards your intakes, you would choose to shut down.
Cole says if oil did get into the system, it could take days to flush it out and disinfect the treatment equipment. He says the city has enough water on hand to last about 18 hours. After that, Keokuk would be dry. Dakota Access spokeswoman Vicki Granato says the company is largely responsible for preventing that from happening.
If there were something on the pipeline, as a company, we are responsible for the cleanup, not only for any cleanup that needs to take place, but for the costs associated with that.
Granato says the pipeline will be equipped with automatic shutoff valves on both sides of the river that can be activated with the push of a button from a remote control center. But if it falters, someone would need to manually turn off the valves. How long would that take? Well, she says it would depend on who was available in the area to respond. Bill Cole says the response time for his operations would depend on the time of year.
If it was under the ice like it is this time of year, it would be very difficult to track. You would not know where it was, and you really wouldn't know whether it was hitting the plant until it was there. During the summer, you could probably follow the slick and get some feel for whether or not you needed to shut down.
Cole estimates oil would reach the plant's intakes within an hour if there was a leak. Dakota Access will need to file an emergency response plan with the state that will be accessible to the public. But until then, much remains unknown about how the company will respond in the event of a leak. It's possible that those questions and the others raised this week will be addressed as the Iowa Utilities Board and the Illinois Commerce Commission consider the company's project. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.